Coming up next on the BJL Weekly Pass, we've got Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, and Hall of Famer Mitch Richmond. All that and more, come and watch.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I shouldn't say it. Not putting the wrong idea in people's heads.
Welcome back to the Weekly Pass. Thank you for joining us. Sorry I was gone last week, y'all. I had a death in the family,
so sorry.
I apologize, and to all of our fans, I apologize as well that I was not here in studio. But we're back. We've got so much to talk about. So much fun. NHL. NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
Indy 500 was on Sunday.
Yes. Woo! I love Chris Hemsworth was doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
Thor. Love him. Yeah. That was pretty neat. So let's get right into kind of like Memorial Day. Like, what did you guys do? I mean, for me, it's kind of a day that's
Where can people find you? If we have brand new watchers, where can they find you?
We should know this by now. But at Bonnie Jill on Instagram and Facebook and at BJ Laffin on Twitter and David H. Bloom and Becky Sateri.
You
can find them.
You know it.
All that on social media. Memorial Day. Thank you for all of our troops out there that happen to be watching, our veterans. Yesterday was a day of mourning for me a little bit, since I've lost a lot of friends in the wars. But it was also a day for people to celebrate our freedom. And did you guys have fun?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what I was going to say, is it's definitely a day of mourning. Like, I come from a military family, too. Right. And I think it's easy to kind of be somber about it, but I tried to really stick with the positive and say, man, we can look up at this beautiful sunny sky and be free to do just about anything we want because of the people who have fought for us. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just spent it with, you know, friends, family. I don't have a lot. It's not a huge presence in my family, but I have a lot of relatives, you know, fought in like earlier wars. So it's, you know, it's.
And my thing, it's all about, you know, it's fine to do your barbecues, it's not, if you could just, you know, at least dedicate a moment just to remember, you know, why you have that day off and why it's called Memorial Day, because I think some people get confused what it is.
Oh, and I gotta say, I'm so tired of seeing Instagram bloated with girls in their bikinis. It's like, what is, when you in a bikini, you know, in a bikini, what does it have anything to do?
Or how about the girls in bikinis, but then they say American something flag. About the troops.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day, anyway.
Teach its own, right? But it's... Yeah. You know, some people get confused, about Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Veterans Day is to appreciate and support our troops that are still active.
Sure.
Or veterans, where Memorial Day is for those who are fallen. So just so everyone knows the difference.
Just clearing it up.
Yes, ma'am. Love it.
Let's get right into NHL Finals. I'm excited about... I know that Becky didn't care for it. I thought that the pregame for this... Stanley Cup was pretty amazing. I know it's like 5 minutes in and it's like, all right, when's it starting? But I was, it's kind of like Game of Thrones, like so cool. I know, like, I don't know, like, usually the players themselves probably after a while when they are stretching and they just want to get out, you know.
It's, yeah.
I think they probably know by now that Don't the Golden Knights do something kind of like this extensive all the time, or is this new?
Definitely. Becky. This is the part of their pregame routine. And
all the time.
All the time. Okay. But obviously it's a little more, you know, theatrical for this Stanley Cup final. But, I mean, gosh, there's so much to talk about. First of all, can we believe that these two teams, we'll get to that. But, no, I think this is way too long. The players are warmed up. The players are excited. You get to a point in your body where I don't think people realize how cold the ice is when you're standing there.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day... Like, right now, they're downstairs, so they're not even on the ice yet, but I just, it's too much.
But usually, you know, for a majority of teams, you know, football and baseball, they're kind of told, okay, this is going to be a long...
Be prepared.
The NBA, the guys are already on the court when they're doing all
this. Right. I will give them that at least they're not out there on the ice, but it's the fact that
But the refs started coming out, I noticed. Yep.
I think that it's just, I mean, it's theatricality. It's Vegas. They're excited.
But I think that's what it is. To me, it kind of encompasses Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And that there's so a team 100%. There. So I get it that, you know, some people say, okay, let's hockey. I saw a lot of people tweeting, all right, 5 minutes in, let's get to the game. But I also think this kind of embodies what Vegas is all about. These, you know, shows, you know, EDM type concerts.
I get, but I guess even that, like, their warm-up music is the best part about this this opener. Like, to me, this is just, it's a little cheesy.
Okay.
I just think it comes down to, like, this whole, I don't know if people, if the viewers, if you're listening to us on the podcast, you can't see what we're looking at, but we're looking at the opening video for Game 1 yesterday, and it just, I mean, the Golden Knight coming out, and
then seeing just, the Capitals across the way.
This is amazing. Like, I'm gonna say, I know it's long, but for a team in their inaugural season to make it to the Stanley Cup Final, mm-hmm. I think they kind of earned this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
People
don't
said, "Hey, everyone else, take note.
This is I don't know.
This is pregame is done."
Yeah.
I also think that if you let's just say that you're a fan that doesn't really normally go to these games, and mm-hmm. it's a fan, I mean, this is the kind of you're getting your money's worth.
This is a show.
I guess part of it is that I'm biased. I love hockey, and I just want to get into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're all ready to get into it, and I think that it's a little bit showboaty.
See, I am too when it comes to the games, but I still get pumped for things.
Sure,
like,
I love this gets, stuff though.
Same with me.
But I mean,
like, I'm the person who wants to be in my seats like when the pregame starts because I want. I want to see the intros and everyone. It kind of gets me all motivated.
Sure.
Like I'm ready to go out there and play. But I guess some people don't like it.
I mean, you can say what you want, but I mean,
it really is.
You're allowed a little bit of boasting when you're like, okay, this is our first season, and guess what? We're in the Stanley Cup
final. But this isn't boasting. This is a mini theatrical show that they're putting on before a hockey game. I just think that they're definitely testing the waters. I just don't think that it's really applicable to hockey.
And I don't know, will they do this every game at home?
I mean, this is part of their, like, not to this extent, but this is a part of every opener to their show. So I mean, like I said, it's you mentioned this too, it's Vegas, you know. I mean, they have shows, the theatricality is totally them, but so is LA,
and the fans seem to love it when they start saying, you know, it's nighttime or whatever, the fans go absolutely bizarre.
The entertainment capital of the world, and their show is the, you know, it's lasers, it's music, it makes sense.
Me wonder if the Raiders are going to do this as well.
Ooh,
when they move.
Yeah,
you know, I know this is an indoor arena, but are they going to do all the pomp and, you know, circumstances?
That's the bottom line. Is for me personally, I'm not putting down the show, but for me personally, I don't need the pomp and circumstance. Yeah. Let's get right into the puck drop.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at on that. But heck of a game, y'all.
Yeah, what a game. I mean, it's exciting. It's a great hockey. Like, you know, even just in that first period, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, normally it kind of takes a while for me personally because I'm not, you know, always watching hockey. I got into it immediately.
Give the people what they want. Like, we have two teams that have never been etched on this trophy. They both want it bad. Vegas, in a lot of ways, has nothing to lose. Like, they are literally
zero.
My language, a ball to the wall right now.
But that's good.
It is good, but the Caps, we noticed a little bit of their unease. If you watched the entire game, they were kind of chasing the lead the entire time. But it was literally like score a goal, tied. Another goal scored, tied. It was just, it was so exciting.
It's a very standard Stanley Cup high-scoring game. Like, you see a lot of these in Stanley Cup playoffs, I mean, especially in the finals, where it just kind of feels like a back and forth, and one team's on top and chasing the lead. It's just because it's a lot of nerves, and it's a lot of nerves from, like, the goaltenders, too. Like, when they get nervous, pucks go past them, and maybe they can have one go past them top shelf or five hole. I know Holpe, he wasn't doing amazing.
No, I mean, I will say Marc-Andre Fleury is known for that. When he gets nervous,
exactly,
it's downhill from there.
For many of them, this is the first time at the show, right? This is something new, this platform.
Not for the Vegas Golden Knights. So, I mean, they've got several players who have been at Stanley Cup Finals.
As a whole, think that can create some kind of, you know.
It's weird when more players have been to the Stanley Cup final than the actual team.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and
exactly.
Again, it's won by goaltending, and Fleury is just on point. So.
And some players, platform, just like, you know, the NBA finals and, you know, conference finals, they sometimes are a little bit deer in the headlights and need to kind of get in the groove because it's a new stage. Let's be honest. Some of these guys, you know, are kids too sometimes.
Yeah, so. And I really think that, I mean, I wanted to actually ask you and ask our guest about this later, but home court, if you will, advantage. I'm interested to see how that's going to play because to me the Capitals were sloppy. They even though it was high scoring, you could just see their nervousness. Where if you even the intro when they're doing the player intros, they were just so composed. Whereas the Caps just look wound. You know, I think they have so much to prove.
And that's funny you say that because you look at you know, just like the conference finals in the sure. NBA, how teams were winning at home.
Yeah.
Like no one could lose at home. And that sometimes that having those fans and having, you know, the ambiance there that they're used to yeah. plays a huge factor.
Well, and I wonder, and again, I think we should address this later, I found a statistic. The NBA is 65% home court advantage. NHL is 55, and the MLB is 54. So it, look at that
MLB,
drastic.
What was the NFL?
They did. NFL wasn't.
Because I was going to say, NFL, sometimes I feel like it's not yeah. as.
But NBA, the players are, the fans are right on top of the players. So I think that right. that has something to do with it, whereas there's the glass with the ice, and then, you know, right. you're so far away in MLB.
Yeah, that's interesting. Cause but especially NBA, you're right on top. And then with NFL, you know, sometimes you've got the 12th man that kind of helps, like the yeah. Seahawks and certain teams.
Sure.
And then there's some that. I don't know. It's interesting, yeah. though. You know, and then some teams could care less where they're at.
Well, I think that statistic's going to be different after this final.
Yeah, because
I think the Vegas Golden Knights are going to
need that T-Mobile Arena is nuts.
I was getting chills. Like, that fan base is on point right now.
I mean, yeah. Whether they're, you know, homers or whatever, I mean, they're going to be. It's the first year. But they're pretty.
But that's the thing, for it being their inaugural team. Look at
energetic.
Their fan base.
It's amazing.
It's so energetic. And I don't know if y'all saw, but outside of the arena, Becky, did you see that?
Yes. I mean, there were just as many people outside than inside.
Maybe
yeah.
more.
Yeah,
it was
maybe
so
more.
Deep. And they had, like, Lil Wayne go out there performing. Yeah. And they had this whole, mm-hmm. like, pre-game concert thing. I mean, it is. I mean, it's fun, I think, to be a Golden Knights fan right yeah. now. Especially if you live in that area, right?
Vegas is living large.
It's Vegas. It's yep. Vegas showmanship. It's a Vegas team. I don't think we've really. I mean, come on now. We haven't really seen a professional team in Vegas since. Mm-hmm. What, like, ever?
I don't think have they?
You know, they've had, like, farm teams, you know,
yeah, but I mean, like,
such,
I mean, like, a real show, especially to be in the finals,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
it's just, you know, they're going to go big.
Well,
it's
and
Vegas.
Now, and even the Raiders come, I mean, it's just, there's,
oh, it that, opens up everything yeah. out to Vegas, and I think after what happened with the shooting in Vegas, it couldn't have come at a better time
yeah.
to unite Vegas, and to, because I think maybe that's why, because if you think about it.
It really
it
did.
It happened, I mean, almost like that timing was perfect.
The Knights and the Knights had a thing, Vegas strong, it was just. It was really amazing how, and I mean, just speaking, like, not even in sports, just, it's really amazing how that city came together after such a tragic event. Like, I was there this January, and my dad drove past, like, where it happened, just the whole city, billboards, everything. Mm-hmm. You just felt, like, a sense of, even though it's Vegas and it's, like, tourists, you just felt a sense of community.
Right.
You really did.
And they're really standing behind their team. I saw something funny that every billboard that was in capitals, they made them into lowercase.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
just funny. I mean,
all, yeah, because their slogan is all
it's,
caps.
It's
yeah.
very silly, but, like, yeah. just stuff like that, you know, where it says, welcome to Vegas, and the big sign, they made it all lowercase.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
but
it's.
They're really playing into it, and I thought that was cute.
I love
know?
It, though.
And they should. I mean, yeah. this is just literally in the NHL, the history of the NHL, this is just unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, well, actually, 2007, we had the Ducks and we had the Ottawa Senators playing, and they both hadn't won a cup. But I don't know. There's something so new. This is an inaugural team.
But I truly believe there are fans who normally don't even watch mm-hmm. hockey at all. Stanley
sure.
Cup or not, are
sure.
watching this
sure.
because
exactly.
they're hearing, you know, oh, this team, and yeah. they're kind of, you know, intrigued by.
Well, and let's flip it on
Vegas
the other
team that has, you know, so much, you know, happening for them now and mm-hmm. winning and kind of the odds against them, underdog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let's flip it on the other side to the Caps. They're a little bit of an underdog too. Like, Ovi has won just about everything he possibly can without the cup, you know?
Right.
So I think in a weird way people are pulling for him because he's just, in a lot of ways, just as strong as
I feel like it's like they got the
Crosby.
History of, you know, real, true NHL with Ovechkin, mm-hmm. and then you've got the flashy, you know, I mean,
yeah.
really it sets the, you yeah. know, like the two yin and yang.
Yeah, no, but then,
which makes it interesting.
Yeah, but then I just wonder why the Knights seem so much more composed through that game. I don't know.
So going through the X's and O's, what happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just, the Knights were, what happened? The Knights were strong throughout the entire game. However, the Caps were on the coattails the entire, you know, every period. But I think that what happened in the fourth is that the Caps, again, you could see a little bit of their frustration, a little bit of their anger. And
right.
it's all about composure when it comes to this type of arena, you know, when you're at the Stanley Cup final, you know.
No.
And, and the big thing too is it's all who's in net, and Fleury right now is just he's just unstoppable.
He's so good. And I mean, it's you're right about like a Stanley Cup final thing. You need to stay composed, especially towards those games, because mm-hmm. I feel like there's going to be one. I've seen a lot of Stanley Cup finals where you've seen a lot of them where the game is close, it's back and forth, and it goes to overtime. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I hope most people know that in hockey it's sudden death. First
right.
goal, that's it. And there's I don't think there's shootouts in. The playoffs, is there?
Mm-mm.
Exactly. There's no shootouts.
Sorry, I'm trying to check on our guests.
Yeah.
Go for it. You go as long as you can. And someone scores a goal.
You can play three OTs, you know.
Exactly. I've been to a game. I think it was 2014 game. I want to say two. Mm-hmm. Kings, Rangers. Mm-hmm. It went to overtime, and it was just, you're on the edge of your seat. Yeah. It's back and forth.
Well,
and
when the Kings won, they went into double overtime.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're just hoping the team can stay composed because you know one goal can change an entire series in overtime. Yeah. So when you stay composed like that, it's just, it's really hard.
And the Caps were starting to play a little dirty. I think another turn is in the third period. Wilson took a pretty nasty hit on Marchessault. Marchessault, I think is how you say his name. I'm not very good at it. I call him Marshy. But he, again, bad hits. You know, I think when you're playing dirty, the game is going to swing the other way. I mean, I just call it karma.
So next game, where are we at?
What do we think? What do you think? I think the home court, home team is playing an advantage right now.
I think so. I want to say that the Caps can try to pick it up, and Ovechkin can maybe, like, I mean, because I'm,
but you think
I know
they can
the
win
points,
in,
but
in Las Vegas,
because
Vegas wins, they're up two.
Yeah,
that's big too. That's really big. I think I'm gonna give it to Vegas though.
Yeah, I think the Knights are gonna take it.
How many teams have come from behind in a Stanley Cup final?
What do you mean have come from behind?
So if if they're up two games already.
Oh my gosh!
Because haven't teams come back from 3-1?
Oh yeah, so the Kings are a perfect example of that.
So it's nothing. Okay.
Yeah. In 2014, they were 3-1 in every series and 1-14.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So it's just like I said. I think this will be a Game 7 series. I think that proved it last night. Like, I think this will go to 7.
I definitely think this will go to 7 too. And I've experienced
which
a
is
lot
exciting
of series
so
that I'm
exciting.
Like, yeah.
Like you said, for people who aren't even really huge hockey fans, like, how can you not
love
this?
And the ticket prices are real. Oh. I mean, they're off the charts.
I thought about going to the game, and I was like, I don't want to
They said for,
savings.
Like, you know, bad seats, it's like, you know,
$1,500. Oh,
yeah. A pop.
I
$1,500.
Yeah. For one ticket.
That does not surprise me.
And I don't
me.
Know how that is in D.C., but I'm talking about in
that
Vegas.
Does, yeah, that
no,
me.
I got
think about all the
TV
high rollers there and the, you know, all the hotels and casinos that are giving them to their big, you know, clients. And so there's a lot more. I can see it being way less in D.C., right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I would think so, yeah. I mean, I think you're going to definitely get the celebrity kind of, like, feel in Vegas. I mean, Mayweather was on the glass. And it's like,
do you think he cares about
Mayweather is not even, no. I mean, it's about status right now. I was with the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
You know?
At that game.
So tomorrow we'll see it. I'll see what unfolds. 8:00.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excited for it.
And I think I've asked you. You said Golden Knights from the get go. For
I did. Okay. I mean, I called this. I definitely called this final. But I have a just very sneaky suspicion. I think it'll go to 7, but I think it'll be Caps. It just
Caps.
Like my gut. My
oh wait,
gut
you're going.
Is
you're flipping now.
No, no, no. I knew that it would be this matchup for the final, but I just my gut is telling me. I think they're gonna get the nerves shaken out, and I think it's going to be Caps. It's my gut.
I don't know. I'm definitely saying Knights. You know what? I'm going to definitely say Knights. One, because I know I'm a Kings fan, but I kind of want it to be the Knights because it's a story, and everyone loves a story, and it makes
and
people watch
hockey.
And do you
pull for Western Conference where you're a Western Conference fan?
A lot of Kings fans are pulling for Caps because they hate the Knights.
Yeah, I do that. I kind of was thinking about that, too. But, you know, I would be, honestly, I'm happy either way, and I know it's hard to say it as a sports fan.
I am too.
Which is
weird. I just think Ovi wants it more than both teams combined. I don't know. I just think that there's, but then is that pressure going to be something that he can withstand? I don't know. This is going to be a heck of a series.
I want to see that game 7. I really want to see that game 7.
I think it'll be good.
That's going to be an exciting one.
Thinking of game 7s, you know, the Western Conference and Eastern Conference finals went to game 7.
2 7s. Mm-hmm. Good segue. Wow.
Marissa, do we have Mitch? Okay. So those games were quite exciting considering no one thought that those games would go to a 7.
Mm-hmm. Game 7. Exactly.
Especially Houston and Golden State. And I don't know if, Becky, if you were able to watch any of these games.
I did. But, I did. I didn't watch – I watched part of Golden State, but I watched all of Celtics and Cavs. Woo!
And, Mama. You know, it's crazy. If you look at the Rockets, were 0-27 in missed threes.
Mm.
I mean,
crazy. That'll do it.
You know, and let's see, and 7-44 from the field. I mean,
not good.
No,
it's terrible.
And especially a team like the Rockets that thrives on the three. They, you know, during the regular season, they were, you know, first, but team point score. They had, you know, this is a team that kind of relied on that.
Right.
And what I think was baffling to me, out of I don't know, just me in general, was Trevor Ariza. Guess how many points he had in the game? 0. He didn't even have 1 point in the game, which is crazy to me, right, David?
Crazy.
No, not 1 point.
He's such a big part of that offense.
That's what I'm saying.
Because people don't know. I mean, people don't know a lot that Trevor Ariza, I mean, you think these small guys, but he doesn't get enough credit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he used to. I mean, scoring 0 points, it's you need guys like that to produce, especially him. And I know a guy, he's been somewhat right. here and there. He's been doing better than he has in recent years. PJ Tucker has been producing enough. Right. I mean, not enough, I guess, but I mean, it's small guys like that that win you series, right. especially like this against the Warriors.
You know, and the Warriors were down by 11 at halftime, and you know they were playing a lot of sloppy basketball. Sure. As you know, anyone knows who watched the Warriors, they turn over the ball a lot. They're sloppy. They sometimes aren't very motivated and focused with certain teams. It's almost like they get bored, or I don't know what it is. But you know, second half, you know, they
turn it on.
They turned it on.
That's how they do it.
That's what they do.
Do Mitch? We have him?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, it sounded like guest. Mitch is getting off a plane, so he could be a little bit late.
We're waiting for our special guest, in case y'all are wondering.
And then you look at the big question now. People are saying, you know, even Deion Sanders had put on a tweet, you know, there is no way that James Harden deserves MVP. LeBron James deserves it. Well, we all know that it's regular season.
Yeah.
MVP is regular season. Mm-hmm.
Regular seasons. It's not playoffs.
Right?
No, it's true. Because, I mean, look, LeBron James has done one of the most impressive things I've seen.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch, how are you? I know you're just getting off a plane, so thank you.
Yeah, I was getting off the plane and my phone was dying, so I was trying to find the T-Mobile.
T-Mobile charging station. Did you find one, Mitch?
No, I didn't find a T-Mobile. No, I'm out of the airport now.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for joining us. We have Mitch Richmond on the line, Hall of Famer, and was at Game 7, actually gave the trophy, the Western Conference Championship trophy, with him saying to the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant, and he passed off the trophy. What was that all about, Mitch?
You know what? I needed to apologize for that because I don't know what I was doing. First of all, no. First of all, I was at the game having a great time, and the guy served me a vodka and tonic, and maybe that what happened. You know what I mean?
You're a little loose.
Yeah. No. No, but it was, I should have just said the Golden State Warriors and left it at that, but that was my mistake.
So what did you think of that Game 7? What were your thoughts? And do you think anything would have played out differently if the Warriors had Iggy and, you know, the Rockets had Chris Paul?
Well, both of those teams was missing both of those guys, but I think it would have still turned out the way it did. I think Golden State Warriors would have probably pulled it out. Chris Paul really brings another dimension to their team. He brings the toughness. He makes those guys defend. But I thought James Harden and all those guys, man, a lot of that's how they play, but a lot of isolation basketball. Mm-hmm. And I think, Golden State moves the ball, moves their body, and sometimes it gets a little tiring when you have to dribble 30 to 40 times to get your shot off.
Now, Mitch, we were speaking about how Harden will win the MVP, but when you look at his playoff appearances, you know, it's kind of tarnished a little bit compared to how he plays in the regular season. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I still think he's a great player. I mean, I know sometimes we judge guys for not winning a championship because usually it's the team better than you that continue to keep pushing you down. So many great players have played this game. And James Harden, I think he's another one of those. He hasn't really played that well in the playoffs, but he didn't shoot that well, but he still gets his numbers at times. But I think for the most part, you know, he's just got to continue to keep working, continue to keep getting better. Maybe at some point in time you get over that hump. Michael Jordan had to go through it. A lot of teams had to go through it. So I still think he's a pretty good player.
Mitch, if you're the Houston GM right now, do you sign Chris Paul?
Yeah, I do. no question about it. I sign him. Maybe not sign him to a max, but I definitely will sign him. I definitely will have that on the desk of everyone saying that let's try to get this thing done. But I don't think I don't know if I would give him a true max because of the age. So maybe you have to do like a 3-year. And making sure that you take care of him and look out for the organization, too, to add another dimension to that team, to add another player. And maybe you can add two. I don't know if they're in the draft, and then you make a trade. You have the ability to get a couple players because they really, truly have to probably improve on their bench.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. We're speaking with Mitch Richmond, Hall of Famer and part of TMC. When you watch these games, Mitch, you know, does it bring back memories? And how does it kind of compare when you watch, like, the Splash Brothers? And, you know, does it make you reminisce and want to be out there? And how does it compare to your playing days?
Yeah, any athlete that really and truly love what they're doing and what sport they were playing. And just like any job you're in, if you lose that job and you had a good time doing it, for me, yeah, no question about it. I miss being on the court. I miss being with the guys. And definitely when I go and see a game like game seven, I'm sitting, you know, four or five rows up. Yeah, that intensity comes that you want to really get out there, but you can't. You know what I mean? You know, definitely well, you can't run down the court no more. But the energy, everybody always, you know, I don't know, it's just a saying that everybody always say when they see you, like, oh my God, man, we needed you tonight. I tell everybody, no, you don't. You don't want me out there. I mean, I can't run. I'm not going to defend. But when you're in the game, when you're at the game, you just have a, you know, great time just watching it and just being a part of it, man. It's such a show now. Really, truly, it's an evolving, such a great sport. And everyone wants to, everyone now has got their fan base and they're painting their face. And, you know, so it's just a great atmosphere.
How would you and Timmy and Mully play against this LeBron and Cavs team?
How will we play?
Yeah.
How will we play LeBron?
Yeah.
How will we do?
With those three guys, I feel like it was something special, and I think it would be such a big impact, like Clay and Steph and KD.
Yeah, I know we all kind of different players with the Splash Brothers and Run TMC, but we created the same noise or made the same music of how we played,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Don Nelson was running that system 30 right. years ago. And, you know, Golden State, you know, it's all this, the coach from Houston is saying that he was, D'Antoni is the guy that brought up all of this, moving with the ball and moving and passing and cutting and all that stuff. I don't think that's true because they play ISO ball. Golden State plays the right way, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Nelson was doing that many, many years ago, and that's how we played. When you have three or four scores on a basketball team, the one thing you have to do if you have to get more opportunities than the other team because you got so many guys that can score the basketball. So you have to come up with moving the ball. You have to come up with moving your body. You have to be in better shape, and it's about emotion. So you can get every guy an opportunity to do what he do.
Hey, Mitch, Becky here. Just a question for you about home court advantage. We talked about this a little earlier. It's 65% for the NBA. So clearly, you know, we know that if you're playing at home, you're probably going to take it. I mean, even the Celtics were undefeated, but then, you know, they lost. Mm-hmm. So that kind of turned it up on its end. How do you think this finals will be between the Cavs and the Warriors in terms of that home court, or do you just think it's going to be a sweep altogether for the Warriors?
Well, I think either a sweep or a Cavs getting one game.
Yeah, that's what
one
I think.
But
LeBron gets one game.
Or LeBron, you know, just to actually play a heck of a game and just kind of take his team to a victory. But other than that, I just think the Warriors are just too powerful for them. They make mm-hmm. you play defense. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna put J.R. Smith out there and Korver at the same time, there's no way you're gonna be able to defend the Warriors because they put you in a situation that you have to defend. So mm-hmm. they put Korver in a lot of back picks, a lot of pick and rolls, a lot of post ups. And I like how they go. They don't just come down and go one-on-one. They move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They pinpoint the guy they want to go at, and then they go from there.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no backup for LeBron. I mean, it's literally him. I mean, he's got a little help in the paint, but it's basically him against the other team. Well, we have a live chat going on, and we have a question from Bernard X, and he wants me to ask you, is hero ball a dying style?
Is hero ball a dying style?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of ways of how you can say hero ball. I mean, obviously, we look at the Boston and the Cleveland Cavaliers game. It seemed like all of those kids was trying to play hero ball. LeBron would come down and shoot him and make a three, and then every young guy that on that team that just came down without ball movement and trying to match him for a 3-point shot. So, I don't know if it's ever gonna die because you're always gonna have someone trying to be the hero. So I say no. I say it's not gonna die.
Okay.
Because as long as you got sports around, it's gonna happen.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Mitch.
I hope I answered that question.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, thank you.
Did very well. Yeah. Hey, Mitch. David here. Great to meet you. I gotta ask you about. I mean, this is gonna be. We got round four coming up, and in the Cavs locker room, they gotta be game planning like hell. I just gotta ask you, what do you think the Cavs have to do defensively, even if it seems impossible, to stop this Warriors team in this finals?
Oh, man.
Yeah, right?
Well, first of all, I was wrong about the Cleveland game in Boston because I thought Boston was going to pull it out. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling my friend that, LeBron James have to score at least 45 to 50 points to beat the Boston Celtics. And I couldn't believe that he didn't do it because those guys didn't play the right way at that time. So for me, LeBron, he has to be spectacular, but they have to have a heck of a defensive night because I just don't see that team. And so if you got LeBron, you got Korver, and you got J.R. Smith, those guys average. J.R. Smith and Korver average maybe 22 a night. I think they have an opportunity if LeBron gets his 40. How about that?
Yeah, that's a feat. I got one more switching it over. Yeah, switching over to the Warriors side. You're facing a LeBron team, which is probably, one of the worst teams he's brought to the finals, which I think is great on him. But what's the Warriors' mindset here going in facing a team like this?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're focused and they're ready to, to get it on and get a championship. And the other part of that is that they're probably taking the Cleveland Cavaliers a little lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know that until the start of the game and Cleveland comes out and punch them in the mouth and then it's like, oh God, okay, now we're back in a series. It's time to get serious again. So I think it just comes off of how Cleveland comes out that first game and punch him in the mouth, and then all of a sudden Golden State wakes up and it just takes the series over.
Now, Mitch,
sometimes other teams they get punched in the mouth and they can't recover until another game. But the Golden State Warriors can recover each quarter. If they can be down 20, 25, they can recover during that game when they get punched in the mouth. So that's the beauty of that team, how good they are.
Nice.
And that's so true, Mitch. I mean, we've spoken about how in the first half the Warriors are very sloppy. They turn over the ball a lot. You think they're going to come? Mm-hmm. They got to play all four quarters strong, and I hope they do that from the get-go.
Yeah, they will. They will. And think about last game. People didn't even realize that Klay was not even on the floor.
The first half, he got fouled out a couple times. Yep.
Yeah, and the Warriors came back, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting by my friend. I'm like, "Yo, man, Klay haven't even played."
Yeah, he had two fouls in the first half.
Klay's not out there.
Yeah.
they buckled down on defense. And the thing about Green, and why he's so special, is that he has earned himself the right to now to talk to KD, to talk to Curry, to talk to Klay about, hey, man, that was your assignment. Hey, man, grab the ball. Hey, you got to get some rebounds. You got to defend. So when you have a team like that can really cuss you out during the course of the game and steal your teammates wake up and don't take it personal, that's a special thing. And that's why sports are so special, because you have to have talent, but you also have to have a lot of trust in your teammates, and you got to have a lot of luck. Right. You know what I mean? Not to be injured the whole year. You know, so many things that comes into play.
Now, Mitch, LeBron is carrying this whole team on his shoulders. Is he going to gas out, or is he at some point, do you think he still has enough left in this tank to try to at least pull one or two out in this NBA Finals?
Well, I think he's still got enough in his tank. You know, he's a machine.
He is a machine.
He spends a lot of money on his body. You know, and LeBron doesn't have to go through the bumps and bruises of when we play. You know, like you would say, Michael Jordan would get hit and bumped and punched and bowled in the chest and so many things. You know, that game is not like that anymore.
Yeah,
so
when
you
got a guy
that's so true.
That's such a good point, Mitch.
When you got a guy like his size that is already tremendously big and just cut, this is not bothering him. Because he doesn't go through the aches and pains of getting hit and all of that stuff. So I still think he has a lot more in the tank.
Now, before we let you go, Mitch, are you still over at St. John's, and what's going on in your world? Because I know you've been coaching for a while.
Yeah, still over at St. John's, and I still be doing things with the NBA, just like that, you know, with the Warriors, and still doing things around L.A. But, yeah, I'm still at St. John's. Still got a young team, and we're getting better. We should have a better year this year. You know, we're enjoying ourselves out there. And hopefully we can bring a championship at some point in time.
You and Mully, people don't realize that you and Mully are just, you know, never, no, we'll never separate. You guys will always be together.
That's my guy. That's my brother from another mother. That's him.
Oh, my gosh.
Becky, do you want to do the?
Yeah, do you want to play a little game with us?
Real quick, Mitch, and then we're going to let you go.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this or that?
This or that?
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, you've heard.
Well, I heard of the song. You can handle this, so you have an
okay. Well, we are going to play a little game of this or that. So I'm going to ask you two things, rapid fire, and then you're going to tell me this or that. Are you a sneakerhead or a hat head?
I'm a sneakerhead or who?
A hat head.
Really neither.
Yeah, because I don't really ever see Mitch in hats. But you, I think, I don't really see it.
All right.
And I don't have a, you know, I got all my sneakers that I play, but I don't go out and say, oh my God, I got to get that sneaker.
Oh, so if I walk into your closet, I won't see a mass amount of hats or sneakers.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, you'll see shoes and like, you definitely. Now I am a shoe guy, I'm not a sneakerhead.
Okay, we'll go shoes.
If I see a shoe, I like it. But I'm saying I'm not like I gotta have the number 92 Jordan.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough.
People tell me all the time what I was wearing back then. I'm like, what was that? I'm like, you don't know your shoe name? I'm like, no.
My goodness.
I didn't know them. There's so many dang names.
I know.
Man, you got the 62, like the who? The 62 red velvet black Chinese, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a thing. It's a thing, for sure.
Mitch, I'm going to tell MJ this, because you're always at the Jordan parties.
Right?
I'm going to tell him that you know nothing about the shoes.
Hey, listen, I'm still sponsored by Jordan, but Jordan doesn't get a call from me saying, Jordan, man, I got to get that shoe, you know?
Right, so for sure.
He will be like, oh, he's fine, because I'm not bugging him every day.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I don't even know where to leave that one, because that was such a good... We have so much insight now. Okay, well, let's do a couple other ones. Kanye or Jay-Z?
Oh, my God, Jay-Z.
I know. That's an easy one these days.
Thank you.
That's an easy one.
You know what? And it probably would have been a little... But no, Jay-Z all...
Yeah, right. Jay-Z for sure.
Exactly.
I don't know. Before the whole controversy, Kanye was a favorite for a while. Okay, let's do...
Kanye, I would say, like, you know, I wouldn't have been that quick if he didn't have all that controversy.
I know. I know. Isn't that a shame?
I would have been like, Jay-Z, but I would have been like, Kanye. Yeah.
Okay, how about something less controversial? French fries or French toast?
Mm-hmm. I love both of those.
Good answer.
I love both of those.
I know.
Oh, see, like, you know when you like French toast, you can eat French toast at, in the middle of the night.
Yes, I love French toast at night. Or even during
the dinner. I like dinner, too, instead of breakfast.
Like,
Like, man, like, so, and then, you know, you can wake up late at night and say, man, I gotta need some French fries.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that too.
Absolutely. So, that's hard.
That's why it's called this or that. You got to choose.
You can only pick one.
Tough choices.
Okay, one lifeline.
Okay. I'm going to go, all right, I'm going to go French fries.
Yes. Okay. Ding, ding, ding.
I love it. On French toast.
I love it. You know what? I won't put you in any more difficult situations, but I do have one more question for you that's sort of fun. Do you shop at Target?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. If you said no, I don't know where I would have gone with this. When you walk into Target, you have your shopping cart. Which department do you go to first?
Oh, man. Okay. When I got my cart.
You just walked into Target.
What department do you go to?
Go to Target. What department do I go for? I will have to say, like, electronics.
Okay. That's a good one.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is for me. It's the I go get like bananas
same,
or grocery.
I like going straight to the candy.
Like the grocery section.
Really? No, I go straight to electronics. Mm. I go like see what's over there, movies, something new out. I don't know something.
Maybe it's because I always go
shopping. Something might catch my eye over there. It's very telling
that the women always go shopping hungry. We go straight for the groceries.
Right. Mitch, you're going to think this is funny. We had Michael Irvin on, your buddy, and he's like, oh, I don't go shopping.
Yeah. Yes, that was so awesome.
Oh, my God.
He did say that, yeah.
So bougie.
He said, I don't go shopping.
He's got so bougie. Tell him all the time, you're so bougie, man.
So Michael and Mitch grew up together since little kids.
Oh, really?
So good. Yeah. Well, you can give him a hard time now because he definitely pulled the I don't go shopping thing. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe it. I believe it. I'm getting his face. He gets facials every week, too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know? Well, hold on. I have one more question I have to ask you because you're just so much fun.
All right, go ahead.
Did you have a pre-game like ritual? Did you have something that brought you luck or something that you did that the fans wouldn't know about?
Yeah, I had a lot, man.
A lot? I didn't know this, Mitch.
I would always have to have maybe a chicken sandwich before the game.
Okay. I like it.
Sounds good.
And if I play really well, it's a way that I will go to the game, and I will continue to go that way until I have a bad game.
You mean driving-wise?
I drive certain to the same area. I mean, same way to the game. If I have a bad game, I switch it up. That's one. I'm crazy now. That's one. And then the other one was I had to go work out before the game, like shoot, do all my stuff.
Yeah.
And then I would come in and take a shower. I would have to take a shower, a hot shower, steam shower. Mm-hmm. And then put my clothes back on.
And then eat your chicken sandwich? When's the chicken sandwich come in?
They had to make sure my jersey could not be wrinkled. You had to make sure you put it out.
It's nice and pressed.
Really nice.
Okay.
I don't like wrinkles either.
I love it. I'm an
iron freak. I love to iron.
All you athletes love to iron. I don't know what it is. It's like decompressing, I guess.
I love to iron.
Well, thank you for being so fun. Our guests love him. Our fans.
But wait, Mitch, you didn't say when you eat the chicken sandwich.
We got to know.
After the shower or before?
Oh, no. I eat the chicken sandwich for pregame meal.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pregame meal. Everywhere I go, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I cannot change that up. Chicken sandwich.
I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
I love that because I never knew that about you.
Yeah, our
superstitions are good. Yeah. They work.
Our fans are loving your combo.
Well, Mitch, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You just got off a plane, so we thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sorry, but they were eating this up.
Were they?
They love it.
So
him.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so funny.
So fun.
Yeah, he's actually a really funny guy. I've known him for years, too. And he's like, get him and Michael together. You can't even understand what they're saying because they're just laughing and just, you know.
Yeah. I love that you call them bougie. It's awesome.
Well, then, I mean, David, you weren't here, but Michael literally goes, well, I've been to Walmart once. Yeah. And it was because my granddaughter got
I think
sick.
I even asked about Home Depot, too. I was like, anywhere. You got to go shopping. But yeah.
No, because someone else said they'll shop at Home Depot.
Something. I don't know.
I think it was Rod that. Woodson said he would or he something.
Was,
but
that was fun.
But yeah, it was good. It was good to get his insight on so many mm-hmm. of the issues we spoke about going into the NBA Finals and what he thinks, and it all kind of aligns to what we're saying. It's going to be tough for LeBron and company to even get two games.
Mm-hmm. It's the theme. It's really the theme, and it's kind of been the theme. But it's this year especially, LeBron is going to have a super tough time solely because it's the team he has. Like I'm also like knocking this team. I mean, compared to the other teams, last year he had like Kyrie, and the year before,
right.
Kyrie hit that really big shot to win them the mm-hmm. championship. K-Love, I mean, it was a much better K-Love on the Wolves. He just doesn't have that team now, and the Warriors
and
are
I'm
just
hoping
too good.
That maybe the bench could step up mm-hmm. for LeBron. You've got, Larry Something. Nance and Clarkson and so forth. JR, they need to be, I mean, the whole thing, I think, with both teams is consistency.
Exactly.
It's being consistent. Yeah. Playing, for the Warriors, playing all four quarters. For, the Cavs, they have to hit these three. They've got to, play defense. There's so much consistency on both sides. But mm-hmm. you really, break it down. If the Warriors play and they have Iggy back and they play like they can play, they could sweep this team.
Don't even.
Yeah, I think it's
Oh, that's a sweep for sure.
Don't you think?
If they get Iggy back they say, all right, we're just going to try
our hardest. And actually focus, mm-hmm. and they play like they can't.
Run
all
the system.
All four quarters.
Not just the third
Not just the first half.
Mm-hmm. Sweep.
They'll blow them out. Sweep. Done.
Every game. I mean, they're not even going to have a chance.
I don't care if LeBron has a triple-double every game. There's just no way.
No, there is no way.
So I think with this, that's a big thing, too, I'm thinking is, with Kerr needs to get his starting five, who is his, his mm-hmm. five, because right now it's Looney, but you get Iggy back in that lineup.
That's going to be
all different.
Dangerous.
He's getting a second opinion today from the doctors to see if he can he can play, because he's got that left knee bone bruise.
Yeah.
That's allegedly very painful.
Mm.
But
if we get
him back in the lineup, or even off the bench, even if he can just play.
He's a
play,
great presence. Mm-hmm. He really is. And
he changes. Was MVP of the finals.
He was.
One year. So he makes a huge, huge difference.
I mean, is anyone else upset, kind of bummed, though, that it's another Cavs and Warriors matchup?
I know. Before we go, that's the big thing.
I
think a lot of people are over it. I'll be honest. Unless you are a Cavs or a Warriors fan, I don't see. I was looking at Twitter and everyone was like, snooze, boring. Especially since LeBron doesn't have a lot of help.
It's the Golden State Warriors.
And what me and David talked about, earlier, this Western Conference, Eastern Conference Finals, I think had more of a competitive nature.
They were.
These games were so much more exciting than the NBA Finals may be a little anticlimactic.
No, that's what you watch. You watch the Eastern Conference Finals, and I know a lot of people were saying, Western Conference Finals, that's the finals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where you're going to find the champion. If the Rockets win, they have so much momentum. Because you say you can beat the Warriors, you can beat anyone. But I'm going to say, playoffs this year, amazing. It was an amazing
first
playoffs.
Round was amazing.
First round was amazing. So many. I know, the Blazers, they got swept.
That
but
was the only team I did not think would get swept either.
I know, me either. But it was really amazing. But it's just, I'm a huge NBA fan, but it's kind of hard to watch another Cavs round four.
Right.
But Cavs could be done.
If the Warriors win this, they will be in the talks of, you have to put them in the talks as one of the best, as a dynasty team.
For sure.
You have to.
Absolutely. I would have loved to see the Celtics. Tatum's at a whole nother level. Can we talk about Tatum?
He's amazing.
I would have loved to see the Celtics Warriors if the Celtics had their full line. Had Hayward and they had Irving.
But the thing is,
But we would have been playing. We would have been seeing two teams playing two teams, not LeBron James playing the
two team basketball teams versus. You're exactly right.
Before we go, I'm going to just say I've got Warriors in five.
Okay.
Warriors in, I'm going to say 5-2, because solely because I know I they're going to get lax one,
one game.
I think I'm going to triple that, because I want LeBron to at least have one game.
If they try four. I think there'll be one game where they'll play lackadaisical like they do.
Just like last year.
And that's it. But, that's it. You can make sure that we'll be tweeting more. We're actually starting to do that a lot more.
We will.
And so you can catch us at BJL Weekly Pass on Twitter. You can catch me at Bonnie Jill on Instagram and Facebook, and at BJ Laughlin on Twitter. And then
David H. Bloom, Instagram and Twitter. Becky, how about you?
Becky Sotero on all social media.
Perfect. Thanks for hanging with us. I was sick today, so appreciate you guys coming and
watching
us.
You're a warrior.
Us. Yeah.
I was a warrior. And thank you to Mitch Richmond for coming on as our guest.
For sure.
We'll be back here same time, same place. next Tuesday.
Have some finals to talk about.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.